Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 21 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 20 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 19 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 18 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 17 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 16 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 16 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 15 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Clear. 15 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 16 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 18 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Sunny. 20 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Sunny. 21 degrees. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours. Sunny. 24 degrees. Good afternoon. 14 hundred hours. Sunny. 25 degrees. Good afternoon. 15 hundred hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees. Good afternoon. 16 hundred hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees.
KDA, AVA, mobile.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees.
This is NADRL taking pre-net check-ins for the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. This is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8, PCQ, Dave in Bay City.
Kilo 8, Kilo Charlie India, KATCI, Jeff in Oakley.
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, Rick Saginaw, no traffic.
KDADAZ, Minnie Burke, no topic.
And we picked up KC8YVF, KE8PCQ, K8KCI, KC8VOA, KD8PAZ. Is there anyone else? All right, we'll start the net in just a bit. This is the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. My name is David. My call sign is NADRL. I am located in Saginaw County. I will be tonight's net control operator. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.24 megahertz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find us on Echolink at K8DAC-R. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name, and location, and if you have any traffic or announcements for the net. From the pre-net, I have KC8YVF, Ron, K8PCQ, Dave, KKCI, Jeff, KC8VOA, Rick, KD8PAZ, Minnie. At this time, I will take check-ins from both stations that are on short time, mobile, or in and out. Moving along, I will take check-ins from any Echolink stations. Let's start with regular check-ins. Please call.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta Quebec, Mike in Saginaw, no traffic.
And Mike is on the list, KF8EDQ. Anyone else? All right, I will run down the list one more time for any additions or corrections. KC8YVF, KE8PCQ, K8KCI, KC8VOA, KD8PAZ, KF8EDQ. All right, let's go to KC8YVF Ron with Dave to follow. Good evening, Ron.
Good evening, Dave, everyone on the net tonight. Thanks, Dave, for picking up the net tonight. Appreciate it. For me, busy week at work, as it usually is. Yesterday was just kind of a lazy day. Didn't do a whole lot. I did go up to Bay City and to the visitation for Dean Bass from the Bay City Club that passed away. So I went up Saturday before the service. I didn't stay for the service. And went up there for about a half hour or so and came back home. And then the rest of the day just did some chores around the house here. I've been working on my train project Like I said, all of the 3D parts have been printed. Now I'm in the parts of putting the electronics together. But I'm having some issues, and I don't know what's going on specifically here. So I'm going to have to put out on the bulletin board to see if someone can figure out what is going on. I built the remote control for the train. I put in the circuit board, or was testing the circuit board for the train itself. So the remote was done, working on that. And there is a buck converter that the first thing you do is test the buck converter and make sure that there's 5 volts coming out of that. I get nothing. But if I test the buck converter by itself, on the input I put on a 9-volt battery. On the output I tested it and I'm getting 5 volts. But when you plug it into the circuit board with the remote and you activate the switch that's supposed to send 5 volts to that particular output, I get nothing. So I decided yesterday to start fresh with a completely new set of electronics. I had a second set here, part of that project. So I reconnected all new switches and everything for the remote, same thing for the train portion. I reprogrammed everything with the file that the author had sent, and again, I get nothing on any of the outputs. So I'm at a loss at the moment. This project's dead in the water at the moment until I can figure out why I'm not getting any information, if it's not programmed correctly, if there's the file's not correct, something. So I got to do some research here, send some emails to the author here and see if we can figure out what's going on. Problem is, he's in France, so the linguistics is a little bit off a little bit, but we'll do our best. And maybe some other members that are part of this project are able to help me out as well. Today we headed down to Detroit with the family. My son-in-law has always wanted to go down to the Costco Business Center, which is down in off an 8 Mile Road in Detroit. So we drove down there. If you need lots and lots of bulk items, again, for businesses, that's what this place is. Not busy at all compared to a regular Costco's. You basically could throw a stone in there and not hit anybody. We did find some good deals and brought a few things home. I stopped then a few miles away over to the Micro Center and took a walk through there. Didn't find anything in there that I needed. Just walked through and kind of looked. They were chaotic as usual. And then we stopped back to the Great Lakes Mall, had our lunch, brunch, dinner type of thing, and walked through the mall, and the kids bought some things, and that was our day today. So kind of a hodgepodge of things going on. With that, Dave, I'll turn it back over to you, KCHYZF.
Okay, Ron, thank you for the comments. Dave, you're up next, KEATCQ, with Jeff to follow. Good evening, Dave.
Good evening, NADRL and the group. Thanks for doing the net, David. Well, I'm on Chapter 2 weekend of working on the upstairs bathroom floor to this 155-year-old house. I finally got the last of the tiles up. Now it's... it's just starting to put it back together, and I think that's going to have to wait for a couple days yet, because I got to get unsore. It's pretty hard. We got a clawfoot tub in there, and we got a huge radiator in there, and they haven't been moved since the 1870s, so it's a piece of work. Other than that, I have a question for everybody. We are, in a lot of our radios, we use these micro SD cards. And how does one store them and identify them in a lot of cases? I mean, I've got like a couple handhelds that have SD cards. I've got my DX10 that's got it. I've got a hotspot. And I just wondered how everybody stores them so they know which one is which.
KEH, PCQ,
back tonight.
Yeah, okay, well, I'll tell you, with your house that old, if those walls could talk, that's amazing to keep a, but you're keeping that classic house up like that. I can tell you what I do. It's not the best way, but I just take the card take a small plastic bag, a real small one. I take a white sheet of paper and write plainly on the paper what the card goes to and what's on it, and seal it in the bag, and put it in a coffee can. So I don't know if that's the best way to do it or not. So thank you, Dave, for the comments. We are up to Jeff, KCI, with Rick to follow. Good evening, Jeff.
Good evening, Dave, and everybody else. And, storing micro SD cards. I'll give you my system, but it's pretty simple. I don't ever pull them out of the machines. If I don't, then if I do, I stick them in my center desk drawer, my radio desk. So, you know, I stick them in and read them. I go, oh, that's what's on that card. Okay, so nothing perfect here, so don't follow me. But anyways, we had basketball tournaments for the grandson all weekend, so we got to travel down to Stockbridge and watch the tournament and watched him play. So we ended up with third out of the, I think there was, I don't know how many, 15 schools, something like that. But they had fun, we had fun, and it got us out of the house. So other than that, that's about it I did all weekend. So we're just running home and relaxing. So that's about it. So I'll send her back to Joe. This is KCI. We'll be back to net control.
Okay, Jeff, fine business. Well, you're a good grandparent, and I think it means a lot to the grandkids when the grandfolks are following them around. It gets to be a kind of lengthy drive sometimes, but good for you for doing that. Rick, you are up next, KCAPOA, and many will follow. Go ahead, Rick.
Well, good evening there, Dave, and good evening everyone on the net tonight. Nothing really exciting going on here. Yesterday I puttered around the garage, moved a bunch of stuff around, and got things somewhat where I can get through there halfway decent. Today I went to church and been down here in the basement puttering around with little projects. And got that done, and I realized I hadn't started my onions yet. I start them by seed. So I went to get my onion tray, and I don't find it. So now I'm in the process of reprinting a new 3D tray. That, and I got to get the water dechlorinated as well. Dave, your question. I generally take a fine point Sharpie and write on the card. And there are many storage vessels you can put your media in. There's a lot of them that are made directly for the micro SD cards and so forth. But, I generally, put them back. When I pull them out, they're so small it's very difficult to write on them, first off. But if you can put them back into the SD card holder, if you had an SD card holder with it, as soon as you get that out and then store it that way, that help keep it from getting lost quite so easy. But I try to write on them the best I can with a Sharpie. It's very difficult. Very difficult. If you can code it in some way or another and do it that way, such as a numerical number on there, and then you write your number on a sheet and then write what it is on that sheet of paper as an index. With that, I'll turn it back to net control.
KCAVOA. Okay, Rick. All right, very good. Yeah, that is definitely one way to do it. Okay, Minnie, you are up next, but I'm going to take a quick standby. This is NADRL. Is there anyone who would like to jump in for tonight's Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net?
Hey, NADN, Doug. Beaver Township, just in and out.
Okay, Doug, we got you in the log. Thanks for checking in. KD8PAZ, go ahead and take it with Mike to follow.
ADRL. This is KDADAZ. I'll say good evening to the rest of the guys in here. It's good to hear everyone tonight. Anyway, not doing too much this afternoon. I finished a puzzle this morning before noon and put that on Facebook. So that was puzzle number 8 already this year. So anyway, Monday I went and had blood tests. They're checking my A1C. And then Wednesday I went to family breakfast and the girls' luncheon. And Thursday I took the truck in for an oil change and a few other things and come out of there with had to spend over $600 on the truck. So Friday went to breakfast, and yesterday didn't do much of anything except work on my puzzle, and I finished that up. So now I got to buy some more. And this is the last puzzle I had. This is KD8PAZ back to NADRL.
Oh, Minnie, sorry about the truck. That truck has served you pretty well. It seems like you just got it not too long ago, but I know you've had it for several years. So very good on that, but I'm sorry that the big bill is coming along there. These repair shops are really getting steep. I guess no fault of their own, but the price of everything is going up. Very good on the puzzle. I saw it on Facebook. I think that maybe before too long, the garage sales will be going on, and maybe you can find some good deals at the local garage sales. All right, Mike, you're up, KF8EDQ, and that'll put us at the end of the list because Doug was in and out.
NADRL, Dave, thanks for doing the net. Hello to everyone in here. This is KF8EDQ. As for KE8PCQ's question, I always leave the SD card in the last machine I used it in. So, like, I have two Yaesu 150s, and they take an SD card, and like one's in the house by the computer where I can easily program it, and then I just use the SD card to copy and program the other one, since it's not close to a computer. So that's how I kind of use that. I just leave it in one of the radios, whichever one I used it in last. Other than that, I had a fantastic weekend. Spent each morning at the animal shelter as usual. Yesterday, my buddy Ben came over, and we shared a Spucky's sandwich from, there's a little sandwich shop in Marathon on State Street there, and they make delicious deli-style sandwiches, and we had that and some crab rangoons. And then he proceeded to wipe the floor with me on the computer game, so I lost terribly. And then today was a fantastic day as well. I went out to Midland and went to a place called Molasses. It's a smokehouse. They have briskets and whatnot. And I met my dad out there for lunch today, and we had a fantastic time together, so I'm happy about that. And I stopped at Costco on the way home, so that about wraps up my weekend. Now I'm on the net, so. Alright, this is KF8EDQ. We'll pass it back to net control.
Well, that does sound like a great weekend, Mike. Very good. And fine business on everything. Well, puts us at the end of the list. Is anyone who'd like to join us for tonight's Mid-Michigan Net, please call. All right, I just have a couple of quick comments. The Bouvet Island de-expedition started today. Bouvet Island, which is a very famous island. It's probably the uninhabited, mostly a hard island to reach and get to. So a lot of brave amateur radio operators up there for a couple of weeks to put it out for everybody to try to get a contact with. So they started today on FT8, and I see they're on CW. The other two distinct DX stations are the Sekio Island, which is still on the air, and the Guinea-Bissau expedition. So the Guinea-Bissau is J51A. If you do FT8, you've got a very good chance of making a contact. They're multi-streaming up to five signals. You have to, they're not on the standard frequencies, so you have to look up and see which frequency they're on. All right, with that, let's go back up to Ron, KC8YVF, with Dave to follow. Go ahead again, Ron.
Good evening again, Dave, everyone on the net.
Yeah, nothing else more, at least for me. Coming up this week, though, looks like we've got 5 to 6 days of rain. So a dry day tomorrow, but Tuesday through Sunday, either snow a little mixed in there or plain old rain. So make sure that your gutters are cleaned out, your sump pump's working as the ground is thawing. And mine's been running off and on here for the last few weeks here. So, you know, check those things out. Make sure you don't have any blockages. Also, if you're near a catch basin out front on your, if you got curbs around your house, make sure those have no debris or anything in it so water can get down those and don't flood out your roads or back up into places you don't intend it to be. But other than that, that's about all. I do see coming up next weekend a couple of things coming up. Thursday the 5th up in Midland at the Law Enforcement Center will be Midland's Skywarn in-person training. So if you need to take one of those and you can't make Saginaw, Saginaw is coming up on April 2nd. So if you can't make April 2nd for Saturday, there is Midland's coming up this coming Thursday, 6 o'clock at the Law Enforcement Center. Friday at 7 p.m. out at the Harry Brown Airport is Saginaw's monthly club meeting. Friday the 6th. Saturday is Savara's annual breakfast, monthly breakfast. That's at Levi's on Brockway in Saginaw. So some things coming up this week. Also, Saturday, Sunday is the International DX Sideband Contest. So something I try and get in on if it's raining, hopefully. At that point, I get more chance to stay in the basement because I have less other projects to do. So my goal is always to make about 50 contacts. That's about what I got time to sit down and do. And I'm looking forward to that one, see how well I can work on that on 100 watts and a Windham antenna against the big guns with, you know, a lot more power and much better antenna system. So that's what I got for the week coming up, 73 over 1. Thanks, Dave, for taking the net. We'll talk to everyone next week, KC8YVF.
Okay, Ron, fine business on everything. Yeah, the DX contest is a fun one, and it's long. So a lot of times you can find a lull with some of those hard-to-get stations, and sometimes you can get right in. Other times, like you say, it is tough because there's a lot of horsepower out there and a lot of good antennas so all working. All right, Dave, we're down to you, KEATCQ, with Jeff on deck. Go ahead, Dave.
N8REL in the group. Thanks again for running the net, David. Nice to hear your voice. And it was a good 2 days this weekend. The poodles actually got enough walk-in that they are sleeping. So that's a good thing. And we'll just work on the floor the rest of the week. Maybe see you tomorrow night on the net. With that said, KE8PCQ, back to net, 7-3.
Hey, Dave. Yeah, thank you. Always good to hear you, too. Jeff, you're up, KKCI, with Rick to follow.
All right. Well, not much tonight other than, we're going to get some rain now, so everybody be ready, and hopefully most of the frost should be out, but you just never know. The trip on the way to the stock grid was pretty interesting this morning. They got just about the same amount of snow we did. So, other than that, we did work on a couple of antennas, but they're doing good now, and they're working fine. So, got on the Breakfast Club this morning, and actually 75 meters was pretty good. So, Other than that, we'll say 73s, and we'll shoot her back to net control. Everybody have a good one, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Okay, KCI will be clear, 73s.
Yeah, that's true, Jeff. It's going to be antenna weather, warm enough to get outside and put some wire up without freezing, I guess. Rick, you're up, KC8 VOA, and before we get to Minnie, we'll do a standby. Go ahead, Rick.
Well, good evening again, Dave, everybody in the net. Ron, if you're out there, give me a call after the net. I have an idea. Yes, Ron mentioned that the law enforcement net, I did register on the virtual webinar for Skywarn, but I tried it on my phone, it didn't work. I had to get on the computer to do it. Apparently, the website is not good for my phone. I have an Android. It didn't work for my Android, but once I went to the website, it worked fine and so forth, and I got registered for March 31st. So I'm going to do that online one and so forth and go that route. Other than that, it's a very hectic week. I've got several things going on tomorrow, so I was hoping to get outside when the weather is decent to get a little something done there, be a little bit warmer, but don't sound like that's going to happen right now. So I'm going to say 73. Hope to hear you all on tomorrow night's net, KC8 VOA.
Okay, Rick. Yeah, thank you for your comments. Before we get to Minnie, this is NADRL. Is there anyone who would like to join us for tonight's Mid-Michigan Net? Please call. Minnie, you're up again, KDAPAZ with Mike DiPaolo. Go ahead, Minnie.
Well, good evening again, Dave. This is KDAPAZ. Anyway, I got a doctor's appointment on Tuesday, just an annual checkup. Got to be there at 9:30 Tuesday morning, so probably go there and back home. So anyway, other than that, not much going on this week. So this is KDAPAZ back to NADRL.
Minnie, I hope all your appointments go well, and hopefully we will talk to you next week. Mike, you're up, KF8EDQ. That'll put us at the bottom of the list. Go ahead, Mike.
Thanks, Dave, NADRL. This is KF8EDQ. I have a normal week lined up. I had a good week last week, too, I guess I should say. It was busy with work as usual, but, I got a massage this last week, and taking self-care is something I'm pretty serious about, so... It's something nice that I get to do for myself. It's hard to sit at a desk all day. It makes your muscles very sore, and it helps with many things. So I do net control tomorrow night at 9, so I'm pretty looking forward to that. I'll probably ask a question that I'm still formulating, so we'll be looking forward to that. And then we have a meeting. We have our meeting on Friday. I can't remember if Ron mentioned that, but if anybody's listening, we've got our meeting on the 6th at 7 p.m. So, all right. We'll be taking Ducky out to Bay City on Thursday as we usually do, and so that about wraps up my week. It's good to hear everybody in there, and 7-3, this is KF8EDQ, back to net control.
Well, Mike, you're always keeping busy, and it's great that you and your friend are making the rounds and giving people some good, I don't suppose they have really enough time to bond with your dog, but I'm sure that it sure gives them a lot of pleasure, so great for doing that. We're at the end of the list. Anyone else would like to join us for tonight's nest, please call. How about any other comments or rechecks? All right, we'll go ahead and close things down tonight, including myself. We had a total of 8 check-ins at this time. The Mid-Michigan Net would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is David and ADRL. This net is now closed at 7:29 p.m., and the repeater is turned back to normal amateur use.
Good evening, 20:00 hours, clear, 20 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, clear, 18 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, clear, 16 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, clear, 16 degrees.